There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
I just want you to know, player, you even think about running game on the yard without cutting me in, then you better back off, sucker, because I'm going to carve my initials in your back.
Am I DeForvin, or is this just your hat, new hat personality?
It's my new hat personality.
It's your new hat personality.
It's this with the glasses. Because I think what this is doing is it's turning me into, you remember the guy who played Rock on the show Rock?
Charles S. Dutton. I love Charles S. Dutton.
In Alien 3.
Oh, I love... Alien 3 is sleeper good.
That's what I'm trying to go for right now. I think I'm going for, like, newly converted to Islam. I'm in jail. I'm wise now. I'm a peaceful warrior. But I know...
That's what this hat does.
Yes.
This pink hat. It's a snapback, too.
I'm a peaceful warrior.
I don't think... I'm sorry. I don't know much about the Nation of Islam, but I'm pretty sure... Their hats don't have snapbacks.
You trying to run trickery on me? If you try any triflery on me, son, when you're out on the yard, I'm going to have you know I will strike you down with the lightning of Allah.
You look like a fat Albert character in Whiteface. You're like if Drewski.
I'm like if Drewski was me. Right now, this is it. Drewski was playing me, and I'm him. Yes. Welcome to Side Stories. My name is Henry Zabrowski, King of the Yard, head of the African American Nation, Henry Zabrowski. Is that a good way to start? Yeah. And we're sitting here as well with fellow Lieutenant Governor of the African American Nation.
How you doing?
Ed Larson.
Yes, I was the MC at the Ticket to the Stage Parliament Funkadelic Festival.
Still does not give you a pass, buddy.
I know it doesn't give me a pass, but for a couple hours, I was pretty cool.
You were.
For a couple hours, I was like, that guy's all right.
That's why you gotta get this hat. This hat makes it permanent.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not gonna kill that man. I got for a little bit.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
you really deserve that.
Thank you. And you think that this hat is going to bring you closer to the African American community?
Don't you even try to play me, play a hater.
You got that hat for your birthday. Happy birthday, Henry.
Yeah, 42 is magical.
Mm.
So I just want to say, first of all, Jackie got me this hat. The reason why I'm even talking about this and wearing this hat, those of you that can't see me right now, you have to understand that every year on Christmas, my birthday, Jackie will give me a bag of entertainment hats.
Bad hats.
Not bad, because there's nothing bad about this hat.
No. It looks like a hat that, like, a sailor would wear, but, like, it's pink. You know, like those tiny little hats they put on the top of their heads?
Yeah, I stay inside me bunk mate to stay warm.
A salty yarmulke.
Yeah, it is salty. We put lots of salt.
Deadliest on the yarmulke.
Yar.
But
our synagogue is filled with Marlin blood. Yar.
Okay, yeah. So this is what it is.
It is a brimless hat that Jackie got for me. I do believe it makes me look sort of like a professional wrestler if I taught Shakespeare in prison.
I feel like...
With the glasses.
It's called a docker hat.
So just so you know, it is a brimless hat. Oh. Jackie got me this hat.
So it's a penis in a penis hat.
I am that.
Because that's what the hat kind of looks like. It looks like you are docking that hat.
What it is, it's like... So nowadays in fashion, everybody's really into the cropped. Uh-huh. So right now what I'm wearing is if I was a penis, this would be my cropped Magnum condom.
Oh my God.
Just on
just
the top.
Imagine like a condom, just like... I love you. And you just put like a little hat on the top of your dick.
This catches every bit of it.
I promise. Just,
hey, I mean, I'm not a big excreter. So, but the reason why I'm wearing this hat is because, yes, it's a challenging hat. And it was about today's subject that I wanted to kind of wear a hat almost in celebration of him. Because I felt that now, it's because like all the information is out. We wanted to put out an entire episode just talking to DeForvin.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like this hat puts me in the fashion category that DeForvin would appreciate.
He did have a lot of bad hats.
He was a child.
A lot of bad hats.
Nothing reminded me just how much DeForvin is a child as his social media does.
Yeah.
Do you watch, do you go through any of his social media?
A little bit, just the stuff with him and Celeste.
It is, yeah, because you like the saucy stuff. So we, just for to catch you all up, for those of you that don't know, on Side Stories, we have been following this case since its inception. We have been fascinated by it, first by the man's stupid name, then by the young man's bad music, also, and now by the young man's probable, because we got onto this because he was accused of being involved in the murder slash, or just the missing child case.
It was just crazy that they found a body in his trunk while he was on tour. I'm like, that's wild.
Yes. And so Celeste Rivas, a very lovely young lady that was Celeste Rivas Hernandez, who was a child, like a literally 15-year-old, very young lady. She was found in the front trunk of a Tesla in a junkyard, essentially where they go to when they pick up cars that are left abandoned on the street.
Yeah.
And her body was found in this in September of 2025. And we now know that she was last seen in the accompaniment of this very now, I guess, famous singer, which at the time, we had no idea who the fuck this guy was.
That was, like, to me, the first interesting part about this story is, like, who is this guy? Oh, my God, he's incredibly famous.
And then
I have no idea who you were.
Of course. And then it was, oh, he's connected to this missing 15-year-old that one was found in this trunk of his former car, right? Yeah. It was belonging to him, and he's still touring. And then I remembered, as we were covering the case, we kept seeing, oh, he's at Coachella, oh, he's at Lollapalooza, oh, he's all over the fucking place. Yeah. It took like 6 months for them to put a case together on him, and now we see why. It's because, as police have revealed, they have over 40 terabytes
of child sexual assault material. See, Sam.
And he has it all in there. And apparently
it's evidence. It's not all that. It's not all child C-SPAM. What am I supposed to say?
I like the idea of calling him C-SPAMs.
I like spams.
Yeah, just call him C-SPAMs. Yeah. Let's call him, because, you know, C-SAM is like, it does not roll off the tongue. Sorry, guys, we need better marketing here. Yeah. So I'd say, like, I like spammers. Give him spammers.
Spammers.
So he get over 40 terabytes of spammer on his account, which was some of the, you know, and it was all bad. And some of it was just evidence.
But we don't know what
that is. Yes. Some of it was just evidence of his relationship with Celeste Rivas Hernandez. Some of it is now what we're seeing is there was probably a bunch of other fucking people attached to the case. There's probably other victims that are involved somewhere within that C-SAM material, seems like, because it seems like he was making it and also sort of talking openly about it on his Discord.
Yes, and there were two other people who came out and said that they feel like he abused them as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm one. I listened to his music.
Oh, yeah. See, and but you liked it for a second.
Okay, so...
For like a second, you liked it.
So let's go into this. Let's go into his life a little bit. Pat Barker, one of our great researchers here, a guy who helps us with Side Stories, he put it great.
Unbelievable.
He said, according to DeForvid's Wikipedia page, his job is considered, this is literally on his Wikipedia page, rapist, child predator, murderer, singer-songwriter. So, I honestly do find it interesting that those were the last two credits, because he was very prolific in his short career. He was a New York City kid. He was born David. Did you know his name's actually David?
Yes, David Anthony Burke.
Yeah, and so he changed it to DeForvid because he's fucking stupid. I think it's because, well, DeForvid is a way, I guess. So he came up of age in a time period when he was making his own videos on YouTube playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
Right. So he was all into Fortnite, which of course, a completely pure arena for kids.
He wanted to be a Fortnite player before he wanted to be a musician.
He was obsessed. He would play it all the time.
He was playing it when they caught him.
Really?
Yep.
God. That's commitment.
He loves it.
Yeah, he loved
that child's game. It seems it kind of kept him in the zone.
It's almost like it's a good advertisement for Fortnite?
No.
To Fortnite.
No, well, no, no, no,
what,
no.
That's what we'll start calling
He was already doing that.
We'll even get to that. So he was of age when he was, yes, he wanted to be a Fortnite player, a professional Fortnite player, which is, I'm starting to think that we need like a fund or like a simulacrum camp where we can do stuff like, if we had just let Steve Bannon make a sci-fi movie, we wouldn't be here. If we had just like all looked at Adolf Hitler's paintings, if a bunch of, if five people
one
were like,
one person would have bought it.
You're honestly, Adolf, these are great. Like yeah. If someone had just said that one time, so many things would be going in a different direction. If we just, if Charlie Kirk had just gotten aborted like we had all wanted him to, he would have been, everything would have been better. Like, you know, like
they tried, but he chewed off the hanger.
Every time they stuck it in, he went,
yeah, there's like, a few babies born with teeth.
Full set of teeth. Now, some folklore calls that the sign of vampirism, but I think it's the sign of Christ-like angelic beauty. So that's the thing. So he wanted to be. So why couldn't we have just given this to him? But instead, DeForvid started cutting these together, and in order to get stop getting copyright strikes on his YouTube videos.
Yeah.
He did, which I honestly think is one of the nicest things about the younger generation, is their like independent artistic spirit. And he was like, no, I'm going to make my own music.
Yeah.
So he started doing that. And he started making his own music, and then I guess he went like
viral.
Which
is commendable. I will say that is commendable.
That's exactly what you should do.
Yeah.
And he went viral with some song. Mm-hmm. God knows, so fucking, I don't care. And then he then ended up on a number 33 Billboard charting single. Like, he just went, like, it's a crazy fucking story.
Yeah.
And all of that, while he was doing that, he was also grooming a pack of children. I guess to just be his sort of harem and his muses.
He liked young ladies even as a young man.
Well, that's great.
Isn't that weird?
You know, but I didn't always like that. When he was 15, he apparently met Celeste Rivas in a Discord chat room when she was 10 years old.
10 or 11. They, yes. Don't, they can't nail down exactly which is which.
And one of the biggest problems
with
this
story. Not that it fucking matters.
No, it doesn't. But it's like the big, one of the issues with this story, as we'll see, we're going to, as it gets to trial, it'll get way more clear, is that the problem is we're dealing with the fucking recollections and brains. 12-year-olds and yeah. Stories of 12-year-olds that are all like, oh my God, look at that. Oh my God, tell my star. Here's a star. I'll tell you another star. And they go and they, it's all this horrific shit because, like, in these little unsupervised worlds, they're all acting extremely adult.
Yeah.
Which is a thing we're seeing a lot that happens in these little worlds. He's talking to them. DeForvid is going there and talking to them like kids and talking about all this like romance and like they were even using the terms. I'm hearing mainstream media use the term love triangle for whatever DeForvid was doing with Celeste and other children.
It's not.
And that's not a love triangle.
It's not a love triangle.
You know what a love triangle is? When Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie met on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Yeah. That's a love triangle because everyone there was 35 years old and a multimillionaire. Each, to have a love triangle, each point of the triangle, I'm going to say this, must own property.
Yeah.
There's no lower class love triangle.
Who was the third person in that triangle? Was that, did he leave Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston.
On the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
He met Mr.
I thought they were already together.
No, when he met Angelina Jolie on Mrs. and Mrs., this is more important than before. When he met them on the set, their chemistry was so wild and out of place. Everyone, oh, I can't believe it. They almost immediately started fucking each other because of how hot his fucking penis was and how slippery her fucking geish was, right?
Yeah.
But then it also kind of made him crazy. He's like, Brad Pitt's fucking no deodorant wearing fucking alcoholic, right?
Just
fucking out of pocket, smoking cigarettes in the fucking airplane and shit, like doing also pouring wine on his kids or whatever.
But that's
what Angelina Jolie's love did to him.
Yeah.
You know, you could say that in many ways. Or, you know, that Brad Pitt was always a fucking evil psychopath, kind of. But then Angelina Jolie's like turns, all of a sudden she's just kind of deflated to like 75 pounds, and then she stole all these kids from Africa.
Yeah. And her previous boyfriend used to carry around her blood.
And then
he tried to fuck your wife.
He did try to fuck my wife, but that's a story for another stump. I don't even know if we could keep that in the show. I think we've told the story, right?
Yeah, that's not new.
It's true lore.
Good point.
You're 1 degree away from being in a throuple.
If only she fucked him. and even that would not be a love triangle. That would be 2 points of love and me in distance, like a floating point in space.
Again, it's one of those triangles where it's like two on one side and then there's a point over here.
Oh my God, yeah, it's theoretical. It's like a quantum triangle.
Live from your grave.
So this guy, like, the thing also about DeForvid is that why we got also hyper obsessed with him is that number one is that he does mall music for crying 13-year-old girls.
It is crazy. It's CVS music. It's shit you would fucking see here at City Walk. You know, it's very, it's unassuming music. You don't even know it's on.
His biggest hit, I guess, was Romantic Homicide.
Yes.
That specifically outlined the murder of Celeste. It talks about, like, you know, I mean, it's just more just, you know, like, ooh, poke, 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 you, poke, poke, yeah.
Man.
Ooh, strike, strike, yeah.
I listened to so much DeForvid this week just to, like, kind of get into it. And, like, I was like, maybe you wanted to like it? I did. I was like, what is so big about this?
Well, it's because the problem is,
as a music lover, I was like, why is this so famous?
I honestly think it's partially because the younger generation doesn't yet have the deep cut music knowledge that was kind of foisted upon us by our monoculture and our parents, where we kind of had a big musical education automatically coming up. These guys are already living in an a la carte world, so they can't yet understand that DeForvid's highly derivative of, like, essentially, like, Babyface.
Yeah, I feel like if...
Yeah, right? Yeah. He's just like, he's like a modern, shitty...
He's got a slightly different aesthetic, though, to what he's doing.
I get what he's... But it's just... It's packaging.
Right.
It's just packaging.
If Youngblood is their Ozzy, then he's their Tupac.
Oh, my God. What is happening? That makes me want to walk away. That makes me want to walk into the ocean. Can someone fucking get me out of here? Okay, where do we go? What do we do?
All right. I'll read these lyrics.
These are the lyrics to Romantic Homicide.
If you could hear it, can you do it honestly in your best? You're DeForvid. You have just gotten, you know, you're super stressed out because your 13-year-old girlfriend's going to probably tell the world that you've been filming yourself having sex with a bunch of kids.
I'm scared.
Ting tang.
It feels like you don't care. Enlighten me, my dear. Why am I still here? I don't mean to be complacent with your decisions you made, but why? In the back of my mind, you died. And I didn't even cry. No, not a single tear. And I'm sick of waiting patiently for someone that won't even arrive. In the back of my mind, I killed you.
Shamon.
Probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, no, and I mean, I feel like the editor's like, are you sure?
And I didn't even regret it. I can't believe I said it, but it's true. I hate you.
That's a fucking, not even poetry.
It's a short song.
Yeah, but it's just the end of it. I hate you.
I hate you. It's such a childish thing to say.
I hate you. Because it's important to remember that DeForvid's 20 fucking years old right now.
21 right now.
Well, 21 right now.
21 right now.
And so he's still honestly childlike in a way, which is not in a bad, I mean, like, he's just one of those dudes. He's an adult in terms of legally, he's an adult. If he can die in Iran,
yes,
he's an adult, right?
Honestly, probably would not a horrible idea.
He'd be a terrible Marine.
I don't think he would do good. I mean, he's good at Fortnite, though.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be good at drones.
Let's see what he could do. Fucking throw him over there.
They basically said straight up, he was chronically online to this day, obsessed with gore. Talked about, you know, like showing all these, like, you know, the videos of, like, torture videos, like the old school stuff that we were talking about with the Hammer Maniacs.
Yes. His merch was bloody clothes.
Yes.
It was a white shirt with blood on it that he only stopped taking off the market a couple of months ago.
Yep. Yes. So it seems that he had been in a steady sexual relationship with Celeste Rivas from September 7th, 2023. What?
Why won't you say Revis?
I am trying. It's not my fault. I'm not doing it on purpose. I should just type it out. Revis. So that's Revis. It's Revis.
They could tell you Revis. Don't watch baseball.
I don't watch baseball. I don't. I'm so sorry. I don't. Celeste. We're saying Celeste from now on.
But so September 7th, 2023 to September 7th, 2024. It's interesting because September 7th is a date that keeps coming up because it's Celeste's birthday. Mm. And eventually it seems like that would also be exactly. So September 7th was when they, 2023 is when they officially started having sex with each other. A year later, they broke up and then he continued to basically abuse her and groom her and threaten her until April of 2025. And then she was found. Basically on her birthday, 2025.
September 8th, yeah.
So it's very interesting. Very interesting. Strange, right?
Yeah.
So that's one weird kind of floofy-do thing. Another thing was the fact that the rundown of the days of the murder are wild.
Yeah.
So we now, they think that she was found, like that when it happened was somewhere around April 23rd, 2025. They think that that was like when they had the whatever was the final thing. The last picture they had together was in January 2nd of 2025. Mm-hmm. So they had been there. We know that they had reestablished stuff. The family's now saying, oh, he didn't pay us off, blah, blah, blah. But it sounds like something happened when she was
going to
tell somebody.
Daughter is missing for that long.
Yes.
You got to say something.
Well, she went missing from January to April. She went missing and he kept saying that she's fine. They FaceTimed the mother, this kind of thing. It got really, really intense. It seemed that Celeste, from what we can gather, was going to come out about the child pornography, right? Of the CSAM.
Her family had reached out to his manager.
Yes. Yes. And so what was happening is that same very week, his very first LP was also dropping.
Yeah.
So she was about to pop off on the biggest week of his career. So he had, it was like Coachella was on 420.
Yeah.
He did the Colbert Report on April 24th. Colbert Report, the show, the late night at Stephen Colbert on April 27th.
It's canceled. It doesn't matter anymore. We don't even need to bring it up.
Fuck it. That corpse. Fuck that corpse. And then he, the way it all kind of works is that they had some final confrontation. He stabbed her to death in his home. He then went to some PR party. He went out to a gathering for his record release.
Yeah.
Next day, he goes by. Now we see the timeline. He goes and buys a chainsaw, a kiddie pool, body bags, tarps.
So it's like a week later. So May 1st, he buys two chainsaws and they get sent to his house under the name Victoria Mendez.
But he stabbed her to death on the 23rd.
Supposedly, they think.
It's in that time period. So while the album is being recorded, and then you go to his social media, and you see the days in which he was at least trying to figure out what to do with her body.
Yeah.
And it's this, he's doing like memes, and then he goes to fucking, I'm just in my mind of like thinking about like going from the Coachella main stage, stabbing your child girlfriend to death, and then going on to like, and then going to the green room of like all that dumb shit PR stuff with all these like,
oh my God,
like Colbert,
like
people.
Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah,
and
they're all
like
that. Hi, hey, is it deformant? You know how many of those guys he has to deal with that?
He did multiple podcasts around this time.
So just talking to me five times.
You can go watch them, and it's just, he's acting like nothing.
But he's also just, he's a child, and he feels no emotions. And if you also look at him, I mean, he's mentally a child. And then if you, like, look at him, I just don't think he's got a heck of a lot going on in the upstairs department.
It's something I've noticed a lot with kids, and, like, you know, we see this with, like, kids that kill their family. And yes, I know he is an adult, but he's a younger person.
No, he's still like kind of mentally frozen in a way.
For sure, mentally frozen. But I feel like they don't understand what death is.
No.
They just don't get it. And so like that's why we see them go to this extreme, because they don't know, they don't understand the permanence.
Well, they don't know what they have. They don't have anything to lose yet.
And
they have no idea what life is yet.
He wanted to get caught. It's only like now that he's starting to defend himself.
Well, it also
I think it's the settling in of the permanence of this situation.
Well, I think that we see this a lot.
Yeah.
Saw it with Biggie and Tupac. We see it in rock stuff. You know, we see another thing. Like, people start to buy into the image that they are creating, mm-hmm. that they are some kind of psychosexual, like, but that's hot and it's romantic, and that the death thing is like, because again, because you're emotionally immature.
Yeah.
And then I do think that you then obviously hit a wall when you kill somebody because of how brutal it is. I think stabbing a person to death is quite shocking. That, you know, like you, the Ed Kemper talked about it. They all kind of talked about this. They all kind of have the same experience where they're like, you see it in a movie and you think you're going to go, and the guy's going to go, and it's going to be like, you're going to be done, you know?
Well, the stabbing is interesting to me because the actual stabbing of Celeste was according to the autopsy, it's all fucked up because of how decomposed her body was when they found her.
Yes.
But they found two stab wounds, 1.5 inches and 2 inches in. One cut her liver. One got into her liver, and the other one got into, like, I think her intestines.
No, they were probably playing shitty games or whatever, and then
he was trying to make it romantic.
Yes, I think that it was a whole thing that he was trying to do. It's almost like a presentation, and he convinced her that he was going to do it, and then either it went too far, or he did purposely kill her. Because you don't have to do much if you stab somebody in the fucking heart.
Yeah. And which is,
you really don't have to do much. And then he's doing this, all of his merch is him covered in blood, all the roses covered in blood. He's got his suitcase, which is, she was put in to be transferred. This is all the video for romantic homicide. If you look at the video, there are literal things within it that are the imagery of the murder itself, mm-hmm. which is why this caught everybody's imagination. Because you look at this guy, if you met this guy, he's this kind of mumbly,
soft-spoken
Zoomer dude that's all kind of just, you'd think that he'd just be writing poetry and he'd be scared by loud fuel exhausts from cars. Like, this is a guy that looks like misophonia would kill him. You know, like, he looks like, but then he does, obviously, he is some form of molestario. But I guess that doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter how cool you are. You can be a molestario whether you're fucking, you're Mr. Jazz or you're John accountant.
So TMZ has a great breakdown of the timeline. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Love them. You know, I honestly, yeah, they're evil, but God, I'm so happy they're in
fire
DC
right now.
They are just,
I hate that I like them.
Chase them, guys. Yeah,
it is driving me crazy that I'm enjoying TMZ right now.
Yes, it's the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah. So April 22nd, 2025, DeForvid and Celeste get into a fight. They text show that they were in a big argument, and then eventually he's like, she's out in Riverside, so she's like 1.5 hours away.
Yes.
And so he sends a black car for her. He sends an Uber for her, brings her to his house.
God, he's such a bad criminal.
He's so fucking bad at it.
Nothing with a credit card attached. You know what I mean? You guys, like, this is why he wasn't established enough. If he was actually established enough, he'd have guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the difference between him and a P. Diddy. P. Diddy got away with everything because he had guys he could fold everything onto.
Yeah, so Elsinore, Lake Elsinore is where she's from, which is in Riverside County, which is it's a regretful place.
It's got a bad vibe. You know,
and so he sends an Uber, brings her all the way there. It's about 1.5 hours Uber ride. She gets to the home, and apparently he stabs her to death. And he kind of just stood there and watched her bleed out.
Yeah. Yep. Oh yeah. It was bad.
He didn't call 911.
No.
Didn't attempt to get her, like, to fix her. Didn't like try to pull like, oh, it was a weird sex thing. Come and save. Because with those kind of stab wounds, she probably could have lived.
Oh yeah, maybe if she had actually got her, but he would have went to jail immediately.
Like a full, like, usually, like, if someone gets stabbed with, like, let's say, like, a butcher knife, that's fucking like 8 inches.
Yeah,
you know,
can
this
be.
Is like very small.
Well, it sounds like yes, he did it, and then he didn't do anything about it because he was fulfilling a fantasy.
Yeah. And so then he starts by like 10:30, he starts texting her, where are you? How come you're not here yet? Even though
set up the alibi.
Uber
yeah.
dropped her off at his house. Like
he's not Magneto.
Like, yeah.
And this whole thing, apparently this whole thing started was because he was talking to other girls.
Yeah, of course.
And she caught him talking to other girls. So they were arguing in this text message chain.
Yes.
And eventually it turned into, come over here and let's talk about this in person.
And there's other girls that are involved in the court case that looks like they were also either being groomed or it had already happened.
Yes.
Yeah. So he leaves his home late that night, drives all the way to Santa Barbara. We don't know if she's in the trunk or not. I don't think she is. I think she's just in the house at this point.
What a wonderful place for a corpse to finally get to visit. Beautiful, beautiful Santa Barbara.
But this is also where he ditches her passport.
Yes.
He ditches her passport in Santa Barbara, like off the road for some reason, and it gets found months later. Imagine finding that fucking thing, just like walking along and be like, oh shit, a passport. Hey.
Oh no. Oh God, no, I'm in the case. No.
Cause he flew her to London, don't forget. Like they went to they did a trip to London together. They did it like he was flying her all over the country when she was supposed to be in school. She never dropped out of school.
Yes.
Like never like and so
no, it's just all like you're looking at a very lazy crime in which these are people that did not fully understand that reality is a thing.
I'm going to say something that's probably rude because, like, they are victims as well. And DeForvid is definitely the head bastard here, but her parents suck.
Well, it's standard. They decided that the hands-off policy would be best. And unfortunately, you can't be somebody's parent and their friend.
Yeah.
That's what my mom used to tell me. I'm your mother. I'm not your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, every time she beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, well, yeah, you're right. You're not my friend.
Wasn't it good the day, like, you realized it didn't hurt when your mom hit you?
Well, that was awesome.
That was like a fun day.
Yeah.
That was
like a fun day. Oh, your hands are small.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Knock yourself out.
I just, my mom's still pretty. My mom's still strong, though. My mom works out now.
Yeah, but she don't hit you no more.
Not anymore. I'm too fast.
Live from your grave.
So April 25th, his album drops. April 26th, he stops, like, texting her.
Yes.
Because he was texting her for 2 days after she was dead, apparently. Or she was alive, tied up somewhere, and he took her phone from her.
No, he did it because she was dead.
Yeah, he did
because he saw that on television shows.
A week, building an alibi.
Yes.
Yeah. So a week later, he buys 2 chainsaws. They're delivered to his home. And then May 5th, he buys a body bag.
You know what I'd say? It's crazy. You could just buy one.
And a heavy duty laundry bag.
Where do we get
a blue inflatable pool to his, so he wants to cut her up.
Yeah.
He's so bad at it. I'm sorry to like think about it this way, but if you're going to chainsaw a body to death, you don't do it in an inflatable pool.
Yeah, honestly, I don't mind. I mean, it doesn't sound, it would seem to negate the purpose of it because just due to the piercing factor. But I would also say you want to use cash. You never really want to use it, the system in which they categorically and very thoroughly itemize your address, when you purchased it, what you searched for when you purchased it. And it seems that Amazon really kind of absorbs all that information very easily.
Yeah.
And I feel like you just buying it all in one go and having it shipped on Amazon Day is also not the way to dispose of things. You should be looking for things you already have in your home.
It seems like he forgot that he had this body that he needed to get rid of.
I think that he
because like a month and a half later, he buys the burn cage July 7th.
It's because like there is a distinct, you saw it kind of in the Chris Watts case. There's a distinct thing of guys that don't understand that what they've done is homicide sometimes. And that what they'll do is, I think what you said originally, it's true. They don't have a proper grasp on reality.
Yeah.
So I think that you can kill somebody and put them away someplace, literally in a giant enough house, where you've just now pretended that it's not happening.
Yeah.
And it's smelling in the house, and you're playing Fortnite and smoking weed and drinking all day and just sitting in, and you are literally getting rid of reality for a while. Like, this is very, you're also very busy. He's DeForvid super busy because DeForvid's got to go and do all this press shit for his album and do all this kind of stuff.
He's starting, on tour. Yeah.
He's already out the door, right? So he can just
August
leave it
5th,
there.
His tour starts.
Then he's got his cleaning people that probably go in, or people that go into the house or whatever, or family members go in the house. They probably smell something bad. They're probably
she may
like
have been frozen too, because wasn't the original report that
they she
found
was frozen,
partially frozen remains in the Tesla?
And guess what happened to me, right? fancy, I got a stupid fancy refrigerator in the main room, right?
Yeah.
We got our shitty queen's fridge. I got the fridge for all the drinks.
Yeah.
Fucking fancy fridge just fucking dies on me. The other one's been going for a decade plus, doesn't even fucking flinch. That's the kind of stuff you put a body in.
Yeah. Also, I got to say.
Frigidaire.
Like, it's one of my
you
problems.
You get a Frigidaire if you're fucking looking to put a body in if you want to mess up the timeline.
Oh, yeah. No, something that really holds.
A big meat freezer like my mom has. We've had the same meat freezer for like fucking 40 years. Dude.
Yeah, man. No, yeah, you can't have the stuff at the bottom of that.
No, you don't. It's still in there.
Yeah, oh, for sure. For sure.
Let's go right for those now, though.
Oh, of course. Because they always learned. Find like a baby head in the back of it. You know, they always like, it's always like, it's like, oh, that was grandma's. Yeah. I didn't know. I had a sister. You
yeah,
know, like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, your grandmother, she had sex with Kareem Abdul Jabbar.
You know, like, and they hid her baby, her super long baby, in shame.
But that was back when, you know, that when crimes were different.
Yeah, man.
And if you froze it long enough, it went away.
It is so fucking crazy about that. He just like probably he kept her in like a freezer, and then one day he's like, oh yeah.
No, Eddie, he just waited until he hit a wall, and then he's like, oh my God, I have to do something. Then it cuts to that. Then it's like, we got to do something. And then he's just kind of like a child just buying stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like not even fucking, he's buying stuff. Like even just the concept of, if you really wanted to do this and he knew what you were doing, you would buy like a butcher knife, like a real butcher knife.
Yeah.
And that would be much easier to do. And you go joint by joint, you stick it up into the joints and you work your way up into where between them, you snap the arm off.
You buy it with cash 10 towns away.
And you do it silently. Yeah, you don't do it with a chainsaw. That's a thing you see in movies. That's what you see in movies. That's not what you really do.
You live in the Hollywood Hills. If you hear in the middle of the night.
Well, actually, there's a lot of grass, guys.
If they're not, you have to cut her up while the lawn service people are
I'm
there.
I'm also a true New Yorker, and I don't hear what happens. I'm a New Yorker. I don't hear what you're doing.
Oh, man.
I don't care what you're doing.
In the hills, man, that shit echoes all the way down.
Yeah, it could be anybody, and I'm trying to get a part out here, buddy.
And they said this is like farm equipment. It's not stuff that belongs anywhere in any one of these houses.
No, it's all, he bought a burn cage, which is, it's an incinerator. It's a portable outdoor incinerator. He bought it on Amazon.
Yeah, because
and
also
had it sent to his Hollywood Hills home.
But it also shows how completely not serious he was, because a burn cage is not getting anywhere near hot enough for long enough to burn a human body.
Well, he doesn't know anything.
Yeah, that's why kids gotta read.
Yeah, I bet he flipped
kids
out.
Kids gotta read.
Every time you,
that's what this is about, man.
If you look at this timeline and you go, every time he kind of flips out and buys something or does something stupid, I bet if you go look at his Fortnite, because his fans knew him on Fortnite.
Yes.
He would like play with his fans and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then like, or on Discord, I bet you could trace back like comments like, where's Celeste? You know, like the cops are going to find you, because that was a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. And he's just playing games.
Yeah. And
just
he's just sitting
out
there playing. He probably just randomly flips out and thinks he's got to go buy something to go cover this shit up.
I guess so. And then I just think that, and he's a moron that doesn't understand that that's not how it works, because a burn cage is for papers. And it's for little birds.
Cardboard, mostly.
Cardboard. Yeah. But also, you shouldn't. You could just throw it out. You know what I mean? You can just give it to recycling. I don't think it's better to burn it.
So for some reason, if she wasn't a freezer, he takes her out, puts her in the front of the Tesla, which is the Tesla, the trunk's in the front of the Tesla.
Yeah, and then he just leaves it someplace.
Leaves it 400 feet from his home.
Yeah.
And then the car
he's
eventually gets towed, because he goes on tour August 5th. They find it a month and 3 days later.
Yeah. It had been moved a few times, though.
Probably so either by him
or
somebody
was
doing
it.
Or
he was moving it. Because apparently, right when the tour came, the car seemed to just stay in one place after that.
Okay, yeah. I mean, then and so it gets impounded while he's on tour. And then, of course, it's fucking reeking. And then they go and they're like, why is this car reek? They open it up. They find her. She's in a black body bag covered in insects. She's fucking, she's severely decomposed. They can see her skull. Her fucking eyes been eaten by bugs or something. It's just gone. It's just, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's quite bad. And his album came out and did very well.
And two And also to cover up, the one thing he did to cover up in the two pieces of her body that they haven't found are fingers that he cut off that had like the shush and his name written on her fingers.
That makes sense.
And so those
are very incriminating fingers.
But oh, you know what else is incriminating? Her face.
But I mean, you know, he signed the fingers. He signed the fingers. No, and then DeForvid would continue to be on tour. And guess what? Didn't fucking miss a lick, dude.
No, he didn't.
He was like selling tickets, Torvid. Dude.
Yeah.
You know, and he was selling tickets.
He was playing the same venues as us.
Yeah, it was crazy. We kept seeing him around me like, uh-oh, I don't want to be near him. Like, uh-oh.
We joked about it at the time. We were like, if you have tickets, are you still going to that show?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Because also, again, you're innocent until proven guilty, Eddie.
Yeah.
So now I just think it really comes down to justice. Mm. And I think that it comes down to the legal system, because the one thing that we know about our judicial system, they always get it right. And I think that these guys are gonna, I do think that this is gonna be a closed quickly case. Who knows? Unless they do the R. Kelly.
That ain't me.
Dude, I bet response. This fucking goes on forever.
Yes, it'll be, or he pleas out. He very well might plea out because it's quite possible that they could try to get him on the death
penalty. They already pushed it back because the trial was supposed to start on your birthday, May 1st, and now it's going to start on May 26th.
I never get anything I want.
And it's been unverified if she was pregnant, but if she was pregnant, then he killed two people.
Well, you know, I guess, you know, it depends on, I don't think that has a chance of really sticking.
I don't think you count till you're five years old.
If you can't tell if she was pregnant, I don't think you should count that as a human.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. I don't think life ever starts. Can I actually say that? Like, when does life start? Yeah. They said life begins at 40, actually. I think that's when it counts. And so it's actually an abortion until you're 40 years old.
Yeah.
Only now will I die. And only now do I deserve a grave. And so I hope that we all can make it to this trial, because this trial is going to be star-studded. I can't wait to see his different outfits. He specifically come out and said that he does not want to dress like a prisoner. He wants a suit. He's getting his hair cut. He does have
he's trying to. They're not letting him.
Well, he has a fine little mustache. I saw him for 20 years old. He is quite the dresser.
Dude, I'll tell you what, though. Jail, like a couple months of jail, aged his ass like 10 years.
Oh, I saw that.
He looks
cut.
Like a straight up man now.
No, he is not happy. Because apparently, as you can tell from my hat, I understand you're some kind of chomo out here on the yard. You're some kind of chicken hawk out here.
Yeah, Henry, can you put a hit out on DeForvid?
Yeah, me and my buddies over in the Raviolo gang. We're mostly kind of, it's my Raviolo gang where we get together and make different soft egg yolk raviolos with kind of a sage butter breakdown. And we've kind of been working that over in the kitchen.
You know who his cell is close to? Nick Reiner's.
Oh, cute.
They're just hanging out.
I want to see.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's the Odd Couple reboot. Yes, the Odd Couple reboot. We could get Jason Schwartzman. What's the other guy that would, the other guy to direct it with the Gaetians?
Oh,
Ratner?
Yeah, right.
Brett Ratner?
No, the other guy with Gaetians.
Oh, there's so many of them.
Reitman. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Jason Reitman.
Jason Reitman doesn't have gay shit.
He's a good guy, isn't he?
Which was the bad
Jason
one?
Jason Reitman's a great guy.
Who's the bad one?
I don't know. You're being too vague here.
You can't just throw that out.
Let's see what
Jason
he's got. Jason Reitman. Oh, guilty of murder. What?
His father. He wanted them to be the next star of the Ghostbusters.
Holy fucking shit.
He's a good guy.
Also, I just want to give a shout out because I had a. Who fucking knows? Who cares? In the end, they're all the same to me. I also want to give a shout out to Anna Faris, who I also saw at the pet emergency center that I was at, who's also going through a pet-based emergency.
I would let her skip.
But no, fuck her.
I put Tootsie Woodway. Fuck her dog.
No, fuck her fucking
ass. I love Anna Faris.
But I'm just saying, no, Eddie put it into a competition mode. I was just saying, I'm sorry, Anna Faris, and I hope everything went well.
I love you. She's wonderful. She's
scary
one of my,
movie. She's yeah, coming back.
I can't wait
back.
To see. Honestly, I just felt really bad for her, but no, I would have. I'd kill her fucking dog. I'd kill her family to make sure Wendy was okay. But that's not her fault. That's not her fault. That's not anybody's fault. I don't even know if we can use that. So go check us out over on Netflix. That's where you can see my hat. that shows you that I know how to handle any kind of juice that flows on the yard. If you want a kite sent through to death row, I'm your guy. You like heroin? You like Snickers? I could get it for you no matter what you've done. It's me. I'm your connect.
That's right.
Jailhouse connect.
And if you're out in Lake Kushima, go ahead and walk around and try and find some of that evidence that they think DeForva dumped.
Honestly, it'd be pretty, it'd be super crucial if you could find any evidence in the late Kuchima area.
Bring some tongs and some Ziploc bags.
Some golden pan sifters. And you can go upstate and get some of those gold pan sifters, and they really work out.
Oh, man. Did you? So DeForva's Fortnite thing, they had a deal with him. They were playing his music.
And they had skins, and they had skins. Everything. He had a massive deal. And they, you know what? Good on them. They dropped them faster than fucking
you
his
could
agents
still
did.
Wear the skins, though. They refunded them. If you wanted a refund, they would refund it, but they didn't delete them, so you could still wear them. And his music's still on Spotify.
Yep, so is Kanye West, so is all of them.
Yeah, that's how I listen to all of it.
Yeah. That's how I listen to all of it. We're not exactly supposed to advertise it.
Yeah.
But no. Also, at the same time, it's there. Go check it out. God, we have other... All right, Side if Stories, LP, OTL. Like
if this episode didn't disappoint you enough...
Side Stories, LP, OTL at gmail.com. What I would like to hear from you is, why in the living... What's happening out here with the music, okay? If you're a younger person, I want you to tell me... And this is what...
We
love
need
a younger
to end
person.
With an Uncle Corner here.
Yes.
This is good, because I got a couple complaints myself.
Good, good, good. Here, Uncle Corner. Where's an Uncle Corner? Now that we've devoted 40 minutes to a child murderer, here's Uncle Corner. I want to find out, from the Zoomer, somebody young, right? How can you tell if the music is not just a reformed version of old bad music, okay? Post Malone... just sings Light FM songs.
It's crazy.
They just have face tattoos, guys.
I thought for sure, like, when I listened to Post Malone and Machine Gun Kelly, I'm like, oh, this shit's gonna be hard.
What's the difference between them and Michael Bolton? What is the difference?
There is none.
None.
It's weird.
You're lame, okay?
Michael, I'll tell you what.
You're the lame one.
So are you ready for this? Michael Bolton could kick their fucking ass.
Michael
physically
Bolton
beat the shit out of them.
Would drag Youngblood around.
I watched
him. Do you have
him,
any idea how much devastation Michael Bolton could do to Youngblood?
I watched him beat the Miami Dolphins in softball.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Michael Bolton. When I was a kid, his softball team.
I
played
bet you
the Miami
Michael
Dolphins, and I went and watched
that's
it.
That's amazing.
And then he beat the Dolphins. I couldn't believe it. I was so mad as a child. Like, Michael Bolton!
But now
beat
it's amazing.
The Dolphins! He's hitting home runs and prancing all over the field!
He's built for baseball.
Yeah, he is. He's a baseball player.
He's lanky.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that he could definitely, oh my God, just watching him kick fucking Youngblood in the sternum. How much fun with that big boot, like the big wrestling boot, yeah. Right into his fucking middle chest, being you ain't Ozzy. You ain't Ozzy.
All right, well, that's DeForva. He'll be, they might bring the death penalty back for him.
That's what I'm saying. He's probably going to take a plea. Yeah. I think he's going to end up taking a plea. I don't think we're going to get to a trial at all, especially with what they have on him.
And he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison.
Mm-hmm. Singing his salutations from jail.
He's so tiny. They're
we'll find again innocent
him.
Until proven guilty. Until you can go down there, we're still down there.
A lot of people going down with him too. I think.
Oh yeah, I think so.
He's gonna take down.
Oh,
some
he
people,
had
man.
Boys.
Yeah,
he had boys. I mean, there's
literal boys.
All the fucking, all the Discord. I mean, like, it made me like stop trusting Discord. You know, all this shit.
Oh no. Do you know what I said this? And I said this when we did the last seance. This is how you know. Ed and I are not predators. Like, it's how you know for a fact is that I still have to be walked through step by step by Michelle that
I've
works
done
for
it
the company
15 times
to how to get into the Discord. I have to be walked through several times how to do it, what to do. I still literally can't pick. I can't pick Roblox.
No,
out of a lineup. I don't know what even it looks. I don't know how to access it.
I stopped playing video games after Sega Genesis because there was too many buttons.
You see, but now I like the new games. But I like the new games that are new versions of the old games.
There you go, old
that's
man.
I like the new ones of the old games.
The only new music I listen to is jazz.
This is what I like.
Oh, yeah. You got. Oh, do you like David Axelrod? Come back to me when you like Heavy Axe by David Axelrod. Then we'll talk music, Zoomers.
All right. Los Angeles, if you are out here, Henry and I are going to be doing great comedy like this tomorrow night.
Fuck you.
May 7th.
Every one of our shows on this tour is sold out except for our Netflix show.
Except for the biggest show.
You get your ass to the show.
It's crazy.
Our own employees are going to the other shows.
Oh, my God.
Our other hosts.
Show.
Thank yeah, you have to, Rob.
If you want to. Rob's doing a meet and greet at our show.
Yes.
If you want
to meet Rob? Want to fuck Rob? This is the time. Come out to Netflix as a joke May 7th. Avalon Hollywood. It's 9:45. Only 9:45 p.m.
We got Billy Wayne Davis, Holden McNeely, and Nick Vatterott bringing out the white man.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. All white man. All night.
That's
you're
right.
Gonna love it. Fuck Stephen Colbert. Fuck fucking all of the millions for autism. Guess what? Donate several thousands of dollars to autism by buying tickets to our show.
If you put all of our ages together, we're as old as America.
Yeah. And go on YouTube. Go check out all our stuff on YouTube.
The Brighter Side LPN. New channel. Go and follow it. Subscribe. We love you over there.
And yep. And LPN TV, go see the new season of Hoopa Goo Goo HGX2.
HGX2.
It's so funny.
See who will be eliminated and murdered next. It's so much fun. Henry fucking crushes it on it. The next episode's going to be great. It comes out every Thursday, 7 p.m. on YouTube. It comes out right after Last Stream on the Left, so you don't even have to fucking go anywhere. Just keep enjoying that all the way from 6 through 7:45, whatever it stays on. And usually Holden and I are just sitting there in the chat saying hi to people. So
go fun.
In there and hang out at the premiere. Also, LPN Romanticy, who's the B, Foreign Report, No Dogs in Space. It's all fucking fun over here. We're having such a great time.
We're having so much fucking fun. It makes me want to blow my brains out.
Yeah, and you know what? We're still hitting the road, and some new dates are going to be released for you fuckers soon.
Coming out.
Give it a check out.
Literally drive to Los Angeles and come to the only show that has tickets available.
They literally dropped Chappelle doing a show two blocks from our show at the same exact time.
I'm just going to die.
Again, if you buy tickets to our show, you'll meet the talent. You might even hang out with the talent. Buy pizza for the talent. Think about how exciting that is. You're not going to get that with Dave Chappelle. You're not going to get that with Jon Stewart. You could probably actively buy us food.
The night of too many scars.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're becoming cutters.
Yeah, garner sympathy. Yeah, I'm a cutter. I'm cutting this cheese. All right, fuckers. All right. Get
peace out. I'll see you later. Hail Anna Faris's dog. I hope it's okay.
I hope it's okay. I'm glad that my dog survived, though. So.
Yeah. You cut her.